What's up, guys? It's NBA All-Star Weekend in New Orleans. We got the three-point shootout. We got the slam dunk contest. Craig Singer charity. NBA All-Star game. Let's talk about it. Stay with us.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Too bad the East didn't bounce back.
No, they did not.
West Side for life.
Eight. Oh, that's right. You're West Coast.
I am
East
born Coast and raised. Yeah. Chris, the right team.
We're East Coast. But you know what? I kind of got to take this back because she's a Warriors fan. Oh. So she roots for a West Coast team.
So you're in that in-between area.
I am. I understand. Like the best of both worlds, you know?
I understand.
I'm from the Mecca, but I rock with the best.
No, California is actually the Mecca now. We've overtaken
it.
All the top players in the NBA, for the most part, minus LeBron, are from L.A. But we can get into that in a second. Russ, James Harden. I mean, I can go on.
Welcome to the after show for the NBA All-Star Game weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be breaking down, I guess, all the events or lack of events that went on during this weekend. I'm Josh Rodriguez. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh_Rodriguez_Christine. Where can they find you?
Oh, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Christine Bean with three E's.
I'm Jill Monroe, and you can follow me everywhere at Stiletto Jill. And that's right, I said it, the West Coast, best coast.
Oh, please, stop it.
Amen.
Stop it. All right, anyway. So before we get started and break things down specifically, I just want to get your thoughts on the weekend in general. Did you like it? Thumbs up, thumbs down, passing grade, A, B, C, D, F.
I'm going to give it like a, what's passing?
Passing
C?
Is a C.
A D.
A D?
I'm not on that.
I don't think I'm going to give it a D.
Passing is a C.
You know what's crazy? This has nothing to do with basketball, but it's A, B, C, D. We completely skip E and go straight to F.
Right.
Why is that?
Teachers
out there.
Those educational professionals, can you help us out? Because I have no clue.
All right.
It's a great question, though.
But what were you saying, Christine? I'm sorry.
I would give it like a B minus.
B minus, okay.
C plus. B minus, C plus. It was just like,
so it passed. It passed.
It passed. Like, there were things to watch, and I was like, all right.
Okay.
I easily, like, flipped off the game.
Okay.
I mean, I give it a C. I think the one thing about All-Star that is consistent is that it's going to be, you know, you're not going to get that much competition. This is really a mental break for the players because, you know, they are at the halfway point of the season. They're run down. They're sick of looking at their teammates. And then they come back to get that playoff push started. So I don't expect greatness, but sometimes the entertainment factor kind of wiggles, so...
Yeah, I'm going to be a little more harsh. I'm giving it an F.
Oh,
I really am.
Damn.
I didn't enjoy anything.
Nothing?
I mean, we'll get into it, but there's not one. I mean, aside from the whole Craig Sager thing, which I thought was awesome, I hated this weekend. It was terrible.
Oh, wow.
The dunk contest was booty.
The hot take. The hot fire.
The dunk contest was trash.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, absolute trash.
You know, I think the problem that happens with the dunk contest, and they go through this every couple of years. One, what other dunks can we realistically see? It's very hard creatively to come up with something new. Also, I think you move into the area where you want to see creativity and theater and showmanship, or you just want to see dunks.
Right.
And I think that whenever it's too far on one side, we're ready to see the other side. So,
all right, well, so let's get started. We'll talk about the dunk contest later, but I want to start off with the three-point shootout, who I picked on Sports Weekly on Black Hollywood Live, by the way. I got this correct. I picked Eric Gordon. And he beat Kyrie in overtime, which was pretty cool. What did you think about the three-point contest? I mean, out of all the contests, I guess that was, like, pretty much the one that you not expect. You didn't expect the result. But it is what it is. It's just a bunch of people shooting the three ball. So what did you think?
That was underwhelming for me, too. I wasn't that invested in the people who were participating this year.
Right.
And, I mean, being that I'm a Warriors fan, I was obviously rooting for Klay to repeat, but
he flamed out.
He flamed out! He didn't even qualify for the second round. I was like, damn,
what's
homie.
Going on? Yeah, he did not.
Yeah, he was a big disappointment. We got Eric Gordon shooting threes right here. This was
knocking
your winner. And you know what's cool? Houston's a very nice story this year. I mean, they obviously switched their coach to Mike D'Antoni, and don't get me started about that as a Knicks fan, because I'm actually one of the few Knicks fans who like Mike D'Antoni.
I mean, in the right situations, Mike D'Antoni can be your coach.
Oh,
he can make guys look like stars. I mean, what's happening there with James Harden now is similar to, I feel like, those Steve Nash years back in Phoenix.
So this is Eric Gordon, and he's killing it this year.
He got those money balls.
You know, I don't feel a type of way about Eric Gordon. He's always been meh to me that he felt he was much better than what he actually was.
He's always been injured.
you know, and yeah. I'm a Clippers fan, so I remember when he was here, and he didn't do much work, but he felt like he should be a star. There was that tension as far as the point guard mark. Yeah. I was hoping Swaggy P showed up. Swaggy P,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like, no, listen,
he didn't deliver.
What are you doing?
This is back to Turf Wars. The only people in this whole country who thought Swaggy P was going to do anything are the people who live in Los Angeles. Everybody else knew. Swaggy P wasn't doing anything.
I thought he was going to win. Right. I thought he would be more entertaining. Got up there and kind of was like...
He chucked them up.
Yeah,
that was it.
Okay, but back to your point, I was very disappointed in Clay.
Yeah.
Very disappointed in Clay.
He went on a post-game interview talking about, I'm going to defend it, it's going to be easy. I thought this was going to be easy peasy for him. He didn't even make it past the first round. I was like, what a dud.
Wesley Matthews also put up a stinker. CJ McCollum had a... people were expecting him to do well.
He's not like an elite shooter. So I was like, you could put up shots, but I wasn't expecting like flames of glory. It's all right.
He's not one of the guys that I would be looking towards.
I wasn't excited.
Do you think Kyrie was going to beat Eric Gordon in overtime?
I did.
You did?
I thought Kyrie would come out on top. Eric Gordon, again, nondescript player. Didn't even realize he was like in the top differential of threes this season. You know, with everything going on in Houston, he's somebody I just overlook.
Really?
Yeah.
He might win Sixth Man of the Year.
Do you think so?
Yes, absolutely. Who's going to beat him out for Sixth Man of the Year? Exactly.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Especially the year Houston's having.
I was going to put out a name, but then I had to think about their. No, I had to think about their record.
Doesn't matter.
Lou Will has been... I mean, I know, he had that year with Toronto a couple of years back.
Right.
But he... there's been a stretch where he has been lighting it up, coming off the bench, double digits. His assists have been high. He's really made an impact on the game when he stepped in. So, I thought he might be in the conversation. I guess I haven't really thought about Sixth Man of the Year this year.
I haven't considered that either.
What did you guys think about a whole rack being Moneyball? Like, did you agree with that? Did you like it? Did it make the competition more interesting for you? Or was it just...
Meh.
Because there's not much you can do for the three-point contest to make it more interesting.
The three-point contest, though, has been more interesting consistently over the last couple of years than almost the dunk contest at time. And I think that that's a credit to your guys, Steph, and the Warriors, with just the way that three-point shooting and distance shooting has sort of overtaken the league as, a dagger, an exciting play point. Before, it was all dunks. Steph is somebody that plays, below the rim.
Right.
And so... I like that they try and mix it up, give you a little something different, because to your point, it's like Coke and Pepsi. It's not too much that you can really with it. So I don't mind, sometimes there's a rack with all money balls or some, just little things, because it puts more pressure on.
All right, so I'm going to throw out a suggestion. Tell me if you like it. Since, we're in an age of, sharpshooters. Basically, people argue that the line is too close now. What if during this three-point contest, there's, a line goes straight across the court? At 30 feet, 32 feet away, and each player takes a rack from beyond 30 feet. And those are worth, maybe a money ball.
Like a money ball?
To show off how, consistent you are from the deep range.
I think that's a great idea.
I think it would be a cool idea, especially to, just expand the scope of the contest, because this contest looks for consistency, where that would kind of test your range plus consistency. So I think it would be a cool element to spice it up, because... Yeah. You're just getting the same thing. It's just the player, the lights, the action, boom, and that's it after a while.
So, I guess grades again. I'm going to ask grades for everything.
Okay.
Three-point contest. Grade. Mrs. Bean.
I'm going to give it a D, because my man Clay didn't show up.
Okay.
Yeah, C minus.
I'm giving it a C minus, too. This is the only thing that's going to get a C minus from me.
Well, there it is.
But overall, it averaged an F.
Yeah, average. Because obviously, you know what's coming.
Yeah.
You know what's coming. And let's talk about... Actually, before we get into the slam dunk contest, let's talk about the whole Craig Sager thing. Obviously, people, if you have any type of pulse within the NBA or basketball, you know what happened with Craig Sager. He passed away, the beloved sideline reporter for TNT. And I think it was a beautiful thing that the NBA did, raising money for... Basically, was it a Craig Sager Foundation? So what did you guys think about that? I thought that was awesome. I think the NBA should do more things like that. And it was nice to see stars, not only NBA stars, but, Anthony Anderson was there.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled, who hit a three.
DJ Khaled came to ball.
Boss up.
I mean, honestly, out of the whole day, that was the most entertaining part for me.
I gotta agree. That was the part that made me, take notice. I kind of had parts of the weekend on mute, to be real. So when I saw that, I was like, oh my God, they're talking about Craig. Like, this is great.
Yeah.
It actually felt like heartfelt. It felt genuine.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, getting everyone else involved on the court was just beautiful.
Yeah. Mark, I had the video up there, by the way. It's on one of the tabs. And it was pretty cool to see everyone at the end just like, you know, they were all in line, like kind of like a game of knockout, and they were shooting.
Yeah.
And like, you know, one's going in, another's going in. And at the end, like, F this, we're all just going to keep shooting. I thought that was so cool.
Craig's such a beloved figure. And I mean, his illness really did sort of unify the league. People really, really care about Craig and his interview style and his legacy.
Yeah.
So to see all those people supporting him and working really hard and checking it up from way back there, I mean, to your point, look, that kind of incorporates almost. It could your concept, because some of those guys are pretty far behind the 3-point line,
right? And DJ Khaled hit a three.
I mean, you know, bless up.
No,
they got Reggie Miller out of his seat too.
This is my favorite part. Everybody just starts. That's
chucking
awesome.
Him up.
Like for a great cause like that, that's unbelievable.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable.
There was a lot of money, so shout out to them.
Look at that. That's awesome. Look at the vibe. Everyone's having a good time.
That was the best vibes all weekend.
Yeah, honestly, that was my favorite part of the whole All Star weekend. And not that it's a shame that was my favorite part. Obviously, it's a beautiful moment. But, like, you know, I look forward to this weekend all year. And I look forward...
Do you?
Yes. I
was hyped for it. I was expecting a little bit more.
Basketball's my favorite sport by far.
It's my favorite sport, too. But I don't expect a lot from the All-Star game because it's an exhibition, because they're breaking, and because there's not going to be any defense. So if nobody's contesting the shots...
Okay, but not just the All-Star game, but just, like, the weekend in general. And I'll get into it right now. I mean, the Slam Dunk Contest... Come on, last year's slam dunk contest? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, the creativity was really top notch. Like, that element of suspense was there. And, like, just Zach LaVine and
Aaron Gordon. Yeah.
Like, that whole, you know, feeling like he got robbed. I feel like there were so many storylines at play there. And now it was like...
I like the idea that they put Derek Jones Jr.
Derek Jones Jr.
And they're from the D League, which is now the G League, because Gatorade is now the league sponsor for that. But I like that concept because we've seen some. If you've ever watched any of the D League games and their All Star Weekend, which is kind of, I believe it's over the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend, they have a dunk contest there too. And so those guys are guys that we haven't seen. Hidden gems sometimes have a different sort of skill set. So I like the idea of one of those guys kind of getting the call up to the big stage and showing what he can do, but clearly the moment was too much for him. And you know, it happened.
That shocked
one
me.
Good dunk though.
The one off the side of the backboard, and he just that was crazy.
But that was after I feel like his nerves sort of settled, or he, you know, I don't know. I expected more from him, but
so did I thought he was gonna win. Yeah. Especially, I mean, Aaron Gordon, they said his foot's hurt.
That would make sense because...
But, I mean, after the show he put on last year.
Right. Do you think he was maybe let down a little bit because he thought his competition was sort of... You know what? I'm going to say something that many may not agree with. I don't like to see big guys in the dunk contest. So, DeAndre Jordan, in-game dunker, like it, love it.
Right.
Dunk contest, don't want to see that.
But you know what? Aaron Gordon's technically a big guy. He's a power forward... You mean center?
I mean the height difference, the frame difference. You know, Aaron Gordon is playing like a stretch four, if you think about it.
Okay.
Kind of. He's a part of the small ball movement, whereas DeAndre is a traditional big. I don't want to see them. Even when Dwight Howard used to be in it, I mean, you know, he would have some creativity points, but I just don't like to see, because I feel as if you're already there. So it's not as spectacular.
And to go to your point, you mentioned before that I think we just become numb to these dunks, you know? And it's like, I mean, we saw Derrick Jones catch it off the side of the backboard, cock it back, go between the legs and dunk it. And I was like, oh, that was awesome. But I wasn't like...
Blown away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like, what can they do at this point? What can they possibly do at this point?
My favorite... Oh, go ahead, Christina.
No, I was going to say, it actually speaks to the point that you made earlier about like being on two sides of the spectrum with this contest. You either get like the... just the raw skill of how hard someone dunked it, or the creativity points of, you know, like having the drone come in with the basketball.
That was
and
stupid.
Like, I don't know. I mean,
you're just trying stuff.
I thought it was a good idea, but it was poorly executed.
Yeah. What do you think?
It was like such a like lag, and then you have to like reload it again every time you miss. I was like, damn, it's kind
of
taken
that's
away.
Yeah, that's not one of those dunks that you can miss. You have to hit that on the first try out, and because anything after that is like womp womp.
Yeah, but I think that's what we're getting now. It's either like, it's something so creative that we just like pick it apart, and then it just becomes trash by the time the person either makes it or not, or you just get like points for execution of just doing like a classic good old dunk, and you know the judges always seem to love that, tens across the board. So I don't know, like at this point I'm not really sure what to look for anymore with this contest.
All right, well, Christine, what do you think of props in general? Are you a fan of props? Do you think it enhances the competition?
I think so, because it's not like a real game situation where it's just you and the ball and you gotta go. Like, if you're putting props, this is a contest, you're right. Adding an extra element in there. I think it's cool when it's done right, like I said. Okay. Like, the drone, like, I thought it was like a cool idea when it first came out, and then like watching him do it 4 or 5 times over, I was like, no, you lost me.
That always
sucks. Jim, what do you think about the props?
I mean, props are okay for me. I think that there's a time and a place. Sometimes it's like overkill. What I, you know, I need to fall back for a minute. Can we not jump? I mean, I know Glenn Robinson won, jumping over 3 people. Yeah. Impressive. But I'm tired of people jumping over people. A little.
There's only so much you can do, right?
Yeah, that's kind of played out for me.
You asked what my idea would be. It's something we kind of saw for a half a second tonight in the dunk contest. I want the dunk contest to be a game, a one-on-one game, all dunks, half court, just bashing back and forth on one and over. And you have to dunk. It's no layup.
But then.
No, I know that's too much. You know, maybe you do like 2-minute session. I don't know. But something like that. So you can see like in-game dunking. And just, you know, I'm trying to embarrass somebody.
My response to that, though, would be like a big man like DeAndre, all he would do is just back someone in, dunk it over top. Can you imagine Shaq in that type of competition? It'd be ridiculous.
But still, but the thing is, that might be what, like, somebody's approach. But then what if it's a little guy or a guy that can get up, like, that would take it to you and bring it in? And
that's a good
option. That would be a shocker.
And what me and my friends used to do, I used to have a rim where you can lower it a little bit. It's like 9 feet. And we used to start at opposite ends, go at the same time, and just jump with each other. That would be awesome.
See, something like that.
That would be crazy. But, you know,
an injury waiting to happen.
Right, it really is.
Yeah. Right on the stage. Really,
well, you want a bunch of D-leaguers.
He's got to try to get D league first. Come on. And then, yeah. You know, roll.
And that's
it up
horrible.
Top.
I'm talking about them like they're not even human beings. Like, that's
we
terrible.
Love you, G League yeah, guys. We everybody do. Except for maybe the Clippers now as their own affiliate. And we appreciate that hard work.
Yeah.
That
and, you know, this whole talk about the dunk contest, we haven't even really mentioned Glenn Robinson III, who actually won.
Right.
We have highlights here. And, what did this dunk? That was by far
no,
the best dunk.
No, that was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Now, you know, I didn't mind him dunking over the person. And then shout out to his dad.
Glenn
who
Robinson.
Was, you know, big dog, a yep. legend with the Milwaukee
solid.
Bucks.
Very solid.
In the 90s.
Yeah. All 10s. That deserved all 10s. That
it
was
really
one dunk
did,
where
because,
I was like,
you know, he went over and then he brought it, like, cupped it, rocked it, and yeah. brought it back. That's yeah. the degree of difficulty.
But look at that. That was.
But the rest of his dunks?
Yeah. He tried to dab. They said on that one.
He, is that what he
yeah,
was doing?
See, right there, he was like, I tried to dab. Which I guess would have been cool.
I didn't even catch that.
Watch. He tries to dab at the end. He tries to do a 360 and then dab and dunk. So he failed on that one, even though it went in. See, look, he's like, I tried.
If he
I
had tried. Landed on a dab, maybe.
Yeah. See, everyone's confused. Yeah. So it kind of just
like,
takes
what are
the
you talking about?
It kind of
like,
takes the air out the building. See?
Yeah,
it looks like he was like
see,
covering
he should have come down first and then hit his dab.
Right.
Not that I'm a dab expert, but it just looked like.
Let me see your dab, girl.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Sweet dab.
Glenn Robinson.
Yeah, but that was pretty
yeah,
nasty.
Yeah, I mean, that I was mean, cool. Listen, you know. And like I said, that what we just saw is absolutely amazing, but we're so used to, like. I mean, after seeing, like I said, last year's dunk contest, like, Aaron Gordon jumping over a mascot, putting the ball under his leg. Like, it was
that
just
was
the Aaron
iconic.
Gordon, Zach yeah. Levine, they brought the dunk contest back because it, like, it goes in waves.
Right.
And it had been on a downward cycle. I think had Zach not gotten injured, and if he would, well, I think
he said he wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, he did say that. Because this last year was his, what, second or third time doing it? Or was it his first?
Second.
I guess, I mean, it is easy to burn out. It seems like, especially guys now, it's not like back in the 80s when it was Jordan and Neek and they were like, yeah, let's go head to head. You know, people are still, Skip Bayless is still talking about the fact that LeBron never was in a dunk contest. But I, for one, don't think LeBron should have been in a dunk contest because I don't think it would have been exciting.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think an in-game power dunker.
And I think at this point, like, you're just so susceptible to being trolled so hard after this contest when you don't deliver. So I can see why people want to, like, take a step back from participating.
Absolutely. And Mark, if you can, I don't know if there's anyone in the chat or anyone even watching. If there is, let me know and pull it up so we can see. And shout out to Mark Donica, by the way, our engineer. He is the man.
He is.
Mark, what's up? How are you? I know you're not a fan of basketball, right?
I'm a fan of All-Star Game just because it's supposed to be just like the best of the best and the coolest stuff. But
yeah.
I agree, this year was a little weak.
Yeah, well, there we go. Mark Donica, engineer and host here at AfterBuzz TV.
Ah.
Oh, stop.
Oh, Mark. Yeah, so I don't even know. I don't know if we've reached a point where the dunk contest is just going to be like this. I really hope not. But I'm going to ask you guys, and I'm putting you on the spot here, so it might, you know, take a while to answer. But if there was one player you want to watch in the dunk contest who was not in the dunk contest, who would it be?
JaVale McGee.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a Warriors fan.
We already did that. Didn't we do that? Wasn't JaVale in the dunk contest? That was like subpar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say, wait, he's been in the, I think Giannis has been in the dunk contest before, hasn't he?
I don't know.
I feel like he was with his, like his brother helped him
Could've
out.
Could have been.
A couple, I feel like, but, you know, a couple of the dunks that he did tonight in the game and some things that I've seen him do during the season.
Yeah.
He's so athletic. I just think that he would be someone I'd be a little bit entertained by seeing him in there.
What we got in the chat? I can't see
from
there.
Oh, they're talking
blind.
About, they want to talk about Boogie and the move.
Oh, we're getting that. Chronological order. We got this. And guys, if you're in the chat, and if you're not in the chat, you're listening to, you know, on the audio, iTunes, you know, let us know what you thought of the competition. Comment below, all that good stuff.
Let us know who you think should be in the dunk contest.
Yeah, who would you like to see in the dunk contest?
Terrence Ross again?
Terrence Ross was good. I agree.
You know.
I agree.
Terrence Ross was pretty good. Where is he? He just got traded, right, to Orlando for Serge Ibaka.
Yep.
That'll be interesting for Toronto. Well, we'll get there. We'll talk about trades in a little bit.
Are we? Will?
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to throw that in there.
I can't think of anyone who I would. I'm trying to think. Obviously, Zach LaVine.
Right.
I would love to see back in it if he gets healthy.
Yeah. Aaron Gordon.
Aaron Gordon's not doing it anymore.
Yeah, he's like, I'm cool.
He's out.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of someone who has, like, crazy hops.
I don't know. It's going to have to be somebody up and coming. Like,
well, you said you don't want to see any more big, so maybe a guard.
I would like, if there was a guard with, like, crazy hops. Because think about it. When Nate Robinson was doing his thing at six feet tall, it was pretty amazing. Because, I mean, not that 6 feet is small.
It's small for the NBA.
It's small for the NBA. And so just kind of that dynamic of seeing a little guy, my air quotes,
you know,
doing
the,
that.
Yeah, the league needs, like, a Vince Carter. Someone who,
yes.
who can not only win a dunk contest easily, but also be one of the best players in the league. I miss Vince.
Shout out to 40-year-old Vince. I mean, you're saying you miss him. He's still on the Grizzlies.
No, he's not putting Vince anymore.
He dunked in a game recently.
He's listening to you right now.
We're celebrating him dunking. Come on. Come on.
He did a little bit.
All right. All right. Let's actually move on to the game. I was so disappointed in this game.
Even the cupcake moment?
Everything.
Well, we were waiting for that. That's the only thing that I was, like, waiting on. I'm like, all right, let's see how they do this. When they're all going to be on the floor.
And the whole time I was thinking, like, why did I expect something great? Every year I go into it, like, all-star game, let's do this. And then every year I'm like, wah, wah.
I mean, Russ had a couple of moments. I know he's not your favorite. That I thought he brought some. And Larry Nance Jr. is a dunk contest contestant.
Yes,
I like that.
Yes,
I like
yes,
that.
Yes,
Lakers
definitely. Awesome.
Show. Shout
yes.
out to you,
Larry Nance.
I can't see. I know it's 9:51 and ends the thing. So shout out to you. That would be a great suggestion.
Yes.
You know, I like that Russ is always competitive, and I like that he's not, even though he's a part of the AAU generation, quotes,
right.
air quotes again, I like that Russ is not all friendly with everybody. He had a couple of little bumps, even though this
he
is
did.
A friendly game.
Yeah.
That's very Kobe-esque for me, and I can appreciate that.
Okay.
Remember when, was it D-Wade? Or, no, when Kobe broke D-Wade's nose in the All-Star game 2012 Orlando? You know, I appreciate a little roughness.
Now, I have here, I took notes down for the All-Star game. Me and Christine watched it together, and the first thing I put was a star. Curry, please lose the headband.
Oh,
he said, listen, nobody really wears headbands in the NBA anymore. It's like Melo, and that's about it. Oh,
yeah.
Melo and Boogie.
We'll get there.
We'll get there, guys. He said that he was wearing it to support his brother Seth.
Oh,
Seth does rock the headband for sure.
So, you know, and Seth has been balling in Dallas
even
a little bit.
Seth looks awkward with the headband.
You know, listen.
I feel like he wears it to differentiate himself
from the other light skinned guys.
From the other light skinned guys out there.
From the light skinned
guys. So I think Curry trying,
in the NBA.
Trying to do that is like, don't further dilute the mix. Like,
you
can't all look the same with that headband. It was just like, Not a good look.
LeBron James, what happened to LeBron James' hairline? Well, you know, he got that restored, so he has no need for the headband anymore. You know, you can see how it's like more filled in. He's getting old, but his hairline's getting better.
Yeah. And I think he lost the headband. I don't know if you guys remember, but game 6 of the NBA Finals against San Antonio, when they were down by, I think, double digits going into the fourth quarter, he lost his headband in the middle of the fourth quarter, and he single-handedly brought the Heat back in game 6. I think that was his defining moment. Where I was like, but I don't
also,
need this anymore.
You know, Pat Riley had a rule that LeBron's that they went through a thing for a minute when he was with the Heat, because Pat Riley does not allow players to wear headbands
or
armbands or because they worked it out. But initially, it was like a thing.
Yeah,
because he's, you know,
my high school coach actually didn't want headbands either.
Really?
Fun fact.
What was his reasoning?
Yeah. He's just old school.
Old school, like the team should be uniform.
Not so much. I mean, he was very into fundamentals. Let's not get into Josh Rodriguez's high school basketball career.
I had
a great coach, Pat McFadden. What's up? If you're listening, miss you. You're a great coach. Anyway, so I have here Russell Westbrook. What did you guys think of Russell Westbrook and the KD drama before the game? So, what did you expect between the two before the game started?
I expected KD to play the role that he did, which was very, like, passive, kind of like, I think he said in an interview before the game, just like, I'm not going to do anything, like, I'm just going to play it cool, you know, the whole, I'm here to, it's an honor to be here, I just want to have a good time this weekend. I expected Russ to be a little more aggressive and maybe, like, give the bump, maybe give the crowd something that they wanted to see, a little juicy drama. I don't know, Russ is kind of, like...
Yeah.
And I mean, anomaly, you don't know what you're going to get, so I would have wanted them to put on a little more theatrics for us.
Okay.
You saw in the pre-interviews leading up to the game when Russ was asked about KD during interviews, he diverted to fashion questions, asking, what is your favorite fashion brand and things of that nature. I think it went, I'm with Christine, exactly how you'd expect it to go. Mm-hmm. I would not have expected Russ to pass, like, a lob to KD or, you know, a sweet pass like that. I didn't think it would ever go that way. It went the way that I would expect it to, KD passing to Russ.
Right.
I felt like that was a muscle memory thing, too, you know, because he's spent, 8 years together. You're used to looking on the wing and seeing Russ there, so you're going to kick it out. It was like a peace offering, an olive branch.
It's also KD being the bigger guy in the situation, which he's been the whole
time. I think he has to be, though. He had to be.
But here's the thing, though. Realistically, though, if he doesn't speak to him, they're not teammates anymore. They aren't supposed to be bonded and brothers.
But they were friends.
They were friends, but if they were friends, then why didn't KD call Russ and say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and roll out with the Warriors? A phone call. A text. He shouldn't have had to hear that.
That was Jill, bro.
Points for Jill.
Through the press.
Points for Jill.
That's why I'm saying it's because you the talk about basically. I know that Russ can be difficult and some people. Can be. But he wants to win. I think that his heart is in the right place. But I also feel as though he took it personal, KD leaving, because you feel like you can't win with me. So are we friends anymore after that? You could have been, but you didn't have a conversation with me. LeBron took D-Wade on the private jet and told him.
I don't think Russell would have taken the conversation well anyway. I think Russell would have the same response.
True.
I think he'd be acting the same way.
But at least you did your part and not give him anything that can fuel the fire.
Okay.
Because that's it. The whole cupcake thing, the whole you're being soft, it felt like a passive-aggressive move. And, like, you're avoiding me and all of these things. And, again, no matter what, 8 years, we were in the trenches. We went to the finals together. I defended you. You defended me. We learned some things together. And if you want to move on, that's the business. But you owe me a phone call. That's the very least.
That's fair.
That's fair.
People in the chat, what do you guys think about
Russ
the KD
passed
Russell?
To him first, and then KD alleyed it back. Did he really?
Yeah, it was a give and go.
Oh, was it give and go?
Yeah,
okay.
It was a give and go.
Mark.
Okay.
I'm surprised they didn't shake hands after a little mini celebration.
Yeah, that
was
cool.
I was looking at the replay, though.
You see that, Jill?
Yeah, I did.
When everyone went to the bench and the whole West squad
But they never actually, like, touched.
Did you see Steph? Steph was like, oh, he was
You know what it reminded me of? This is crazy. I know this is, like, really weird to compare it to, but you know, like, when you're in sixth grade and you play Truth or Dare, and then, like, I dare you to kiss Jack.
And they kiss.
And they kiss. And then they kind of, like, shy away from each other. And they walk away. So everyone in the party is like, ah, my God. I don't know why. Like, that's what came to my head.
I mean, it is like, it's like, you know, like a lover's quarrel. Lover's
Like, there's love there.
I'm giving you the silent treatment.
Yeah, that's really what it was.
8 years.
Yeah.
You know, 8 years together. I just think that Russ is from an old school mentality, so to speak, whereas if you're not with me, you're against me, and there's nothing more to talk about. I'm going to play ball. I'm going to try and make you do what you do with these guys.
Okay.
I'm having a historical season, and
I have down here Westbrook putting on a show, basically. I mean,
19 points in the first half.
I'll give this to Russell. He plays hard all the time. Like, he just loves the game. He just wants to win no matter what the situation is, no matter what game it is. I mean, I figure we can go down to the court right here, play 2-on-2, and he's going to want to What do you mean?
Come West Coast on, basketball player, stop Los it. Angeles, losing stop to high it. School, UCLA.
Stop it.
I just. You, listen, you, if you're in the chat room and if you're listening to this, let's go on record.
Right.
The state with the top amount of NBA players currently is California. The best players currently are from Los Angeles. Most of those players are from the Los Angeles area. There's a few in the Bay, so I don't want to cut them out of the equation. But the mecca of basketball is currently Los Angeles, California. Thank you very much. Anyway. Moving on.
Giannis is balling.
Giannis is balling.
I'd say he impressed me the most.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously because he was trying, but, like, it's nice to see him mixed in with these other players because, mm-hmm. you know, he's in Milwaukee. You really don't get to see him much, so a lot of other fans don't really...
It's the first time a Buck was in it for a little while.
Yeah, since Michael Redd, they said. Yeah. So it was nice to see him compete and show that, like, even though it's an all-star game, no one's playing defense, that, like, listen, I'm just like you guys, and I think he's going to take over the league in a couple years.
He really, I mean, one of the benefits to him is having Jason Kidd as a coach because Jason is giving him his point guard tricks, little things, you know. Giannis likes to pass, so he helps him out. I think that his game, as it develops, especially considering... Did he play professionally in Greece before he joined the
NBA? I don't think so.
No?
I don't know if I'm accurate on that. Okay. I know he came into the league very young, though.
Okay, so you guys let us know in the chat room. You might
know. He probably played, like, international ball, like, if they had Olympics or, like, World Games. He probably played for Greece, but I don't think he played pro.
Pro, okay. I mean, it's just good to see. To me, that's another thing that the All-Star Game is about. The vets like Carmelo and LeBron, you know, they're not going to do too much. They're tired. LeBron was turning up the night before.
19 minutes.
You know, so he wants to chill out, and he's, you know, in playoff mode. He's trying to figure out what we're going to do now that Kevin Love is hurt and the East is building up a little bit, and you know the West was reloading, which doesn't really concern them. So I feel like it's the opportunity for these guys like Giannis, like an Isaiah Ryder, people that are up and coming that you aren't really going to see that much in many national games,
right,
to see them in this type of stage. So I agree. I appreciate
someone like
that.
Kemba Walker, who's from the Bronx, New York,
making
his That's where I'm from, by the way. Shout out Bronx.
Shout out to the Bronx, but, you know, Kemba Walker. He's just over there.
Is he still
in Charlotte?
Yeah, he's still in Charlotte. I got here, Warriors, you know, the four, they went on with AD. That was pretty cool to see the Warriors together, and they actually did well.
You know what I liked? I don't know if you guys saw when they had the microphone on Steve Kerr, and Steve Kerr is such a smart guy because he's like, okay, what plays do you guys want to run? What plays? I'm going to do a little scouting while I'm here, too. What plays do they run for you? And they kind of fell into it, but I think it, one, kind of shows his personality as a coach, and that's cool to see, and his thought process, and two, it was smart because if you learn little tricks and things, you're going to look for them in the games. You know, he likes it here. He likes it on the wing. He wants to pick it up down low, so I appreciate that.
Christine, were you proud of your Warriors tonight?
I was really proud of them.
Yeah.
It almost felt like when they were on the floor and whoever they subbed out for that fifth spot was just like almost like a little tryout. Like, who fits in best with this, like, little starting five?
They had Anthony at first, and then they had DeAndre.
DeAndre Jordan. So that was cool to see representing Dub
Nation.
If
you're tired of your head captain all in the videos, come to death row.
Oh my God, poor Steph got posterized so bad during the game.
Man, and then he just laid down.
You gotta love his sense of humor. Steph knows when not to, like, push something. I'll appreciate that about him because he was like, you know what, I'm gonna just take this L and lay it down. And he got out of the way. I was like, good look, Steph, because that was not cute.
I like that he tried to take it to the rim.
He did. He actually got up there.
He threw that down. That would have been probably the play of the game.
He did have one dunk, though.
Yeah.
He had
at one point in the third quarter.
Yeah, but there was one where he threw off that. He got, you know, into the lane.
Yeah, he threw it back when he didn't get up there, though.
Yeah.
That would have been crazy. Short-sighted. I mean, you know.
Give my boy Steph some love.
Listen, Steph is the child of... No, Delden. I'm sorry. I was about to attribute Dell to the Lakers, and that's Michael Curry. You know. Dell was Charlotte.
Yeah.
Getting your Curry's mixed up.
So, yeah. No, my light skins, not my Curry's.
And the fourth quarter was just basically the Anthony Davis show. You can tell that the West was pushing for him to be the MVP, which was kind of interesting because Russell Westbrook was on the floor for the first, like, 6 minutes of that quarter, and he was gunning for MVP.
I thought they were feeding it to him at first, and then I saw them kind of switch gears.
Russ was feeding himself because that's what Russ does.
Yeah. Listen. No Russell Westbrook slander shall prosper. I do think that Russ was like, yo, let me remind you guys, I'm here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wait, can we just talk about...
Two-time All-Star Game MVP.
Yeah. And James Harden... when did you score late in the second half?
Ooh, shots fired.
Yeah, he was the most disappointing.
And he had 10 turnovers.
He was the most disappointing on the West for me. I expected him to just come up real quick and show everybody what, you know, all these like Houston
Which
headlines
party
are
were
about.
You at last night, James? Ooh. Is that what it was? I mean, because James gets it in.
He does. They all get it in.
They all get it in, but I'm just saying, you know, his effort was lackluster.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe he's just burnt out. I've been an all-star a couple times. I'm cool.
Yeah. And I was just disappointed that East didn't make a game out of it. Because usually sometimes, it makes no sense. But sometimes, you know, 5 minutes left to go in the game, it's like a 3-point game, and all of a sudden, they're playing. Like, they're really playing. I was hoping for that, because those are my favorite all-star games, when it's like 5 minutes left, and like, oh, crap.
No one stepped up, though, to kind of lead that charge.
I think
it's
John
not like
Wall wanted to. I was hoping to see something from him.
You know, Paul George looked like he was trying. He just had an off night. He kept shooting.
Yeah, well,
like,
LeBron wasn't leading the charge for them.
LeBron was
kind of
out there.
LeBron was chilling.
Nobody was, like, giving
like,
them that spark.
The night off.
But honestly, in an all-star game, all you have to do is play defense for, like, 4 straight possessions, get a steal, get a block, and then you're right back in it because the other team's not playing defense. Yeah. I just feel like the East didn't do that. They just let the West do whatever they wanted to do. They let Anthony Davis score, like, 20 points in the fourth quarter.
Because
I'm not sure if it was 20. I'm just making stuff up in my head. But, like, I know it was close to that.
Yeah.
I was just kind of disappointed that. I wish it would have been a game.
I think that they're all focused on, all right, where are we going to spend the rest of our all-star break vacation.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is just whatever. I really feel like everyone's head seemed to be elsewhere, really in vacation mode.
Yeah, I agree.
And probably like, where's that? Where's lit? Where's the text for after the game?
Vegas real quick.
Texas.
We
Miami. Why not?
Real quick, what's going on? Houston with it?
So Anthony Davis breaks all-star game record with 52 points. He gets all-star game MVP in New Orleans. And then
he broke all types of records too.
Yep.
He I
sure did.
You got it, Jill?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
My notes closed. I know you have some. So I'm moving slow, guys. Sorry.
Damn it, Jill.
Yeah, I know. So first of all, he had 18 dunks in the All-Star game, 4 more than any team has had in a game this season.
Wow.
Do you want to guess the team that has 14 dunks in a game this season?
Los Angeles Clippers.
I was just gonna say Clippers.
Close.
Lakers?
Yes!
Who's falling out of control on the Lakers right now?
You know, this happened February 15th, so this just happened last weekend. But you have to think, you know, on any given night, D'Angelo Russell, maybe. He's had his
Larry
season.
Nance.
Larry Nance.
Okay.
Ingram, you know.
He gets Julius Randle doesn't really get up like that.
Maybe Luke on a... I mean, not Luke. Good Lord.
Will.
No.
On occasion, I'm saying to contribute to your total number.
Yeah, I get it.
So, but...
That surprises me.
The Lakers.
That really surprised me.
Young and fun.
And then more good news for New Orleans.
No,
DeMarcus Cousins is the newest member of the New Orleans Pelicans.
Fresh off the press.
Right out of the game. How crazy is that?
But again, we talked about this actually during the game when I got here to watch the second half.
We discussed it, yeah.
He didn't play very much.
I got a stat line already. 2 minutes, 3 points. 1 for 3.
And the claim was he was a little dinged up, and that's why they held him out. But the trade rumors had been circling all weekend, so I wasn't surprised to hear that he got traded. New Orleans it was interesting to me that they came to the forefront, and especially because he got traded for a snack pack and a little bit of nothing. I mean,
Buddy Hield's a prospect, basically.
But
Tyreek's injured all the time, and he was a king before, so.
Right.
A first-round draft pick. Langston Galloway, former New York Knick, who's at best a backup point guard.
But Boogie is one of the young stars of the league at this time.
I agree. I'm going to play devil's advocate, though, because I'm a Knick fan. And you saw with trading for Carmelo Anthony did. Now, it's kind of a different situation because the Pelicans weren't going anywhere. My Knicks, in my opinion, had a bright future. Would you, you know, take a risk and build around someone who hasn't proven that he can lead a team? I mean, even in my case with Melo... You know, Melo led the Nuggets to the playoffs a bunch of times.
Yeah.
DeMarcus hasn't done anything.
But is he coming to be the leader, or is it still Anthony? Because I think that's going to be a problem.
Right.
I believe it's still Anthony Davis's team.
Exactly.
And they're looking for Boogie's passion.
Right.
Boogie can be an emotional leader, and depending upon which night you catch him, how's that going to work out?
Right.
But I think Anthony Davis is not the type of leader yet, at least, that can get his team to rally sort of around him and right. play for him and strike that emotional chord. So I think they need some of that toughness. Anthony Davis, no matter how gifted he is, and we all, you know, have heard the prospects, he's up next and what have you, but as far as in the locker room and even just on the floor, he doesn't give that type of emotional response that some teams need.
Okay.
Maybe it's a vet position, but
I'll ask you, Christine, now, do you think DeMarcus Cousins and his emotions a good thing? Because obviously he leads the league in technicals all the damn time. He's constantly thrown out of games. You know, he throws a lot of temper tantrums, and he seems to be borderline uncoachable. So is it worth it to you?
I think it's worth it because I think it's going to put the Pelicans in a different conversation now that they need to be in, which I think, you know, at least becoming the eighth seed, you know, just they need that kind of power from Boogie. And I feel like there's going to be some growing pains for sure, kind of just adjusting to that and working around him, but I think it'll be a good thing.
It could be like the Rasheed Wallace factor when he was traded from Portland to the Hawks for that half a day, and then he ended up in Detroit. And not that I think the Pelicans are going to win the title or, you know, maybe even make the playoffs, but I mean, I think it advances them forward, like Christine said, and in the right situation, that type of emotion could be tempered and used in a different way. Depends on the coach and maybe the teammates, so.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I think DeMarcus Cousins is very, 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 very talented. What do they say in the chat?
You're Warriors smiling. Versus Pelicans in the first round.
Imagine.
Is that what you think?
That was 2 years ago. That happened 2 years ago.
I mean, it did. I can see. Because right now, who's there? Utah?
No, Utah's up there. Right now, it's the Nuggets. Nuggets are 8th.
Nuggets 8th. Yeah. Which is interesting. They've kind of snuck in there quietly under the radar. Yeah, made a couple of moves.
They're like 10 games below 500. They're 8th seed in the West, which is weird because the West usually you need
to
ball out.
It's usually packed and it's really tight to get there. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Anything could happen in that spot, and I think if they make it back to the playoffs, I'm speaking Pelicans, it'll definitely be a boost for them because you had high expectations for them, and so far they sort of flamed out. I know they've had a lot of injury issues, but
and my thing with DeMarcus Cousins, if I'm a GM, I wouldn't want to start a team around him, but to your point, Anthony Davis is already there. So he's kind of more of a complimentary piece.
Yeah.
But if he can accept that being the number two, because I do think he has to be the number two in that situation. Yeah. And I'm not saying, like, fall back number two. Just number two. Like, 1A and you're 1B. It's not that serious. If he can accept that, and, you know, they could build around him, get a guard in the draft, because they just got a first-round draft pick. Well, no, they gave up a first-round draft pick. Never mind. But, you know, I think that it could happen. But I'm not sure if...
still have Jrue Holiday, right?
Yeah, but he might go. They're looking to trade him, too. I know the Knicks are interested in Jrue Holiday. I would like him, but I don't know. I think there's a long way to go, but I think for DeMarcus Cousins, if you're going to trade him somewhere, if he's going to go somewhere, he needs to go to a place where there's already a superstar, and I think that New Orleans could be that, you know,
so
place that he does
Steve
well.
Herman said that they're, the Pelicans are 2.5 games out of the eighth spot, so they could actually make it in.
How well are they going to clip? You know what I mean? And this is what we talk about all the time. I mean, a lot of people assume...
My point I just made, Rasheed Wallace came to the Pistons and they won a title.
I get that, but at the same time, it's like, how are they going to mesh? Now you got two big guys. You know, how are they going to share the same space?
Yeah, because we've seen how they worked out in
Sixers. Are you going to maximize both of their abilities? You know, a lot of basketball is chemistry. It really is. At the end of the day, you have to maximize each player on the court and their abilities. Yeah, you have two players now, but who's going to get the ball in certain situations?
And is that something that is Alvin Gentry's strength? That's the Pelicans head coach?
And I'm not saying it's not going to work. Who knows? We've never seen DeMarcus have a teammate, really.
Right.
I mean, in fairness to DeMarcus, he didn't really have help in Sacramento. He had Isaiah Thomas for a little bit before he blew up. He had Tyreke Evans a little bit. But DeMarcus never really had help. So I'm curious and interested to see. I'm interested to see how he's going to.
It's going
to
make the second half of the season definitely more interesting. That's
I guess
sure.
so, but I don't think anyone's taking the Pelicans very seriously in general. I mean, they're a first-round exit at best.
It makes next year really
and this offseason,
exciting. Yeah. But I think, as Christine said, it's a great boost for their confidence. And the reality is, even if they were the fourth seed, they still weren't realistically playing for the title this year. So it's really for next year anyway.
Right.
But can we talk about a trade that happened on the East a couple of days ago? Serge Ibaka to the Raptors.
Means absolutely nothing. Yeah.
You don't think so? Nope. I think it helps them out because
I'm not a Raptors fan. Listen, I don't like the way they play. I think they take a lot of bad shots. I think DeRozan's very talented.
We were talking about this.
Yeah, we had that conversation. They take a lot of, like, step-back mid-range jumpers, and analytically, those are the worst shots you can probably take. I think DeRozan's good, but I think he's a little overvalued. I think Lowry's good, but I think he's also a little overvalued. I don't like the way they play offense.
They're in the East.
I get that, but they're not going to beat the Cavs. I think the Celtics are better than them, and I think the Wizards are better than them. To me, they're the fourth best team in the East. I don't think they're going anywhere, and I don't think Ibaka does anything to put him over the top. He's great defensively, don't get me wrong. But you kind of have Dallas Junis there already. So you're going to play them both at the same time, maybe. they don't really move the ball that well. So what is he going to do for you offensively?
Well, they might have found a gem in DeLon Wright since they've cleared up. Yeah. You know, they have wing space since they shipped Terrence Ross out. So I'm just curious to see what they're going to do, because a couple of seasons ago we were talking about the Raptors kind of moving into that upper tier in the East, and they just fell short two years in a row.
They were the upper tier. They were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, so obviously they are good. I just don't think their ceiling's that high, and I don't like the way they play personally. I love their fan base. It's crazy because I root for them because I love their fan base. I love the vibe that Toronto gives off and everything. But when I watch them play, they turn me off.
Just turn off?
Yeah, they turn me off.
Okay. Yeah.
Not to the point where I'm like, oh, I hate them, but to the point where it's like, I'm not feeling this right now.
I can gravitate towards them.
Yeah. All right, so guys, I give the All-Star Game an F.
I'm going to stick with a D.
D?
I'm going to stick with my C-.
C-? Guys, what do you give the All-Star Game in the chat and back at home? I'm saying F. But as well as a dunk contest. We didn't do a dunk contest. Well, I said F for dunk contest really quick.
I said C-.
I'll say C-.
I mean, I think C- overall is my grade for the weekend because I don't have high expectations for it.
And so you started low.
Yeah. And it, I mean, you know, there are moments that I connected with, but for the most part,
I'm just really excited because this time next year we'll hopefully be at the All-Star Weekend, because it'll be in
Los Angeles.
Ooh, wait, hold up.
Look, this might be backwards.
I'm not doing it.
I don't know.
There we go.
Well, I can't do one for New York.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
We'll never get there, Josh.
I got an end gun. I don't know. I'm not even going to try because I'll accidentally throw up a gang sign and get shot somewhere.
We don't want that.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, that wraps up our coverage for the NBA All-Star Weekend in New Orleans. Like I said, I give it a whole F because it's I don't know. Just very, very disappointing. Very, very disappointing. Any final thoughts, Christine?
I'm glad the weekend's over.
My final thoughts, Westbrook and Harden, MVP. We're going to see who's taking over the last part of the season.
Snap. That's a whole other conversation.
Just wanted to throw it out there. It's going to come down to those two. We're going to see who's going to overtake.
All right. And I'd be glad to have the conversation on Twitter, where you can find me at Josh_Rodriguez_. I'm also on BHL Sports Weekly Thursdays at 7. Love to debate. So hit me up. Let's do it. Christine.
And I'm Christine Alexis. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Christine Bean. I'm not a regular on the Sports Weekly Talk, but I love basketball. We could talk basketball all day, so find me on Twitter. Hit me up.
I'm Jill Monroe. You can find me everywhere at Stiletto Jill. You can hit me up there to talk sports. You can also check me out on JacksonStilettoJill.com for sports and pop culture gossip, and on AfterBuzz TV Wednesdays at 7 o'clock Pacific Time on the Star After Show.
I highly recommend checking out her blog. She does a very good job with that if you like sports and entertainment. Yeah. Guys, thanks for joining us. Thanks to everybody in the chat. If you were listening on iTunes, please give us 5 stars, YouTube, thumbs up, leave comments, because after you comment live, they go away. And we want to know what you think. Ooh. So, like I said...
And we talk back.
Yeah, I love to talk back. Like I said, I love to debate. So hit me up anytime, hit these ladies up anytime, and thanks for watching. Take care.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Let's go next.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.